You're listening to B102103. This is Rob O'Connor with Irish Beats, and we're into the second hour of the show, kicking things off with 1,000 Times from James Vincent McMorrow. But we're going to move from some kind of Prince-esque music to something a little bit rootsier and a little bit more local. We have Shane Joyce from Kilkenny is here with us in studio. Shane, how are you going? What's the crack?
Not too bad, not too bad.
So, what's the story?
Not a lot. Just got have Peter here with me playing a bit of guitar. I think you're going to play a track from an introduction. That's the EP we put out.
Yeah.
Put out earlier last year. And we're going to play a live song for you as well.
Okay, so yeah. Shane, so you're from Kilkenny?
Yeah, from Dublin originally, actually.
So. Oh, are you?
I moved down to Kilkenny a couple of years ago. Started busking. And some old guy saw me and said he liked me and asked me to join a band. And I did.
Okay, so how did you end up in Kilkenny?
I kind of... My family moved down from Dublin to Carlow, actually. So
right.
A bit of everything in me. I went to college in Carlow, finished it and everything, but didn't like what I was doing. I was doing civil engineering.
Right.
So I could be out there building roads, but I don't like getting my hands dirty. So.
Instead out there, you're building bridges through song.
that's a much nicer way of change my bio, I think.
Right, well, listen, I tell you what, let's have a listen to this here, because as you alluded to there, your EP, An Introduction, which came out earlier this year. Late last year, An Introduction. It's 5 tracks. Yeah. And I want to play a track here, which is actually my favourite song off it. It's really lovely. Not only is it also the name of my oldest daughter as well, but this is it. This is Sophie from Shane Joyce's Introduction. And we're going to have a bit of chat with Shane and a live track from him as well. But turn your radios up loud, folks, because this is gorgeous.
Sophie is silent.
That's Sophie, taken from the EP An Introduction by Kilkenny musician Shane Joyce, who's here with me in studio. Shane, that's a pretty gorgeous tune.
Thanks.
Are you?
It's a bit strange listening to it, but I knew when I made it that I was happy with it.
Yeah. If I said to you that you're a kind of a folk musician in the style of Bob Dylan,
yeah,
would I be insulting you?
No, that would be a big compliment. I do hear it a lot, especially when you hear the harmonica, people kind of jump to that. I think when I started out, I really, really wanted to be Bob Dylan. Now I've at least a few other, like Leonard Cohen and Neil Young, a few other branches to climb,
okay,
to take off. But I'm more happy not being Bob Dylan now. But I still don't mind the compliment.
Yeah.
It's definitely a compliment in my eyes anyway.
And do you think there's any particular reason why that style of music is timeless? I mean, here we are talking about Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of his records were released 50 years ago.
I don't know. Everyone talks about the lyrics, which are the first thing you think of, but there's more to it than that. It's the feel of the songs and the way he performs them. I mean, if those lyrics were in a rap song or a ska song, I don't think they'd have any relevance with people or with today. It's just a bit of everything. He kind of did it at the right time, and they still stand the test of time as well. And it helps if you have like 100 albums.
But if you think about it as the kind of the genre, though, of, you know, a guy with a guitar, and here we are still talking about that today. So, like, I mean, I don't just mean yourself. Like, I mean, Ryan Adams, say, for example, I saw a thing about who's doing Tour of Ireland.
Yeah, he's coming back.
And here we have Ryan Adams, who's one of the biggest male stars in the world, and he's a guy with a guitar.
Yeah. It's
you know, there's something timeless about it, I think.
Something classic, something romantic about it as well.
Mm, yeah. Right, so speaking of it, I think there's something to do with, well, that there's an honesty to that kind of music.
Yeah, simplicity
and you
kind of believe it more if there's 100 musicians on stage, which is also great.
Yeah.
Or if you have like PC music and stuff, it's harder to get involved with it as a listener. But when you just see a guy with a guitar, you know, if he screws up, that's the end of it.
Yeah. And it translates very well to the live arena. Absolutely. Where you've been active now in the last while. So an introduction came out towards the end of 2016.
Yeah,
when was it? October, was it?
I'm not sure. It was sometime around then, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And sorry, I'm not,
no,
not good at this kind of stuff.
You're absolutely fine. So that came out towards the end of 2016, but you've been doing a lot of gigs, because where I met you was...
In Grimes.
In Grimes' in Waterford, where you were playing with Dermot Barrett and Melodia.
Yeah.
And... Like, this seems to be the kind of your natural home. I'm not saying the pub is your natural home.
No, well, it kind of is as well. Hopefully my mother's not listening. But it's, I don't know, it's a strange, to be honest, I'm in this business, if you can call it that, industry a couple of years now. I'm also a part of a band called the Midnight Union Band. And there's no real, for us anyway, there's no quick hit to success. There's no X Factor or anything like that. So all we can do is just gig, you know.
There's no X Factor for X Factor winners either.
No, exactly. That's absolutely, yeah. It's actually funny. A lot of people, they obviously don't get what we're trying to do, and they come up and ask, "Oh, you're great." They say, "You're a great voice. Would you ever think of going on The Voice of Ireland?" And they just kind of smile and walk away. Hopefully, that's most people don't think of that when they hear the music.
But you do. You play a lot of gigs.
Yeah, I get around as much as I can. Yeah.
And you're just back from Germany.
Yeah, we were over in Germany. Peter's here with me. He's been very, very quiet, but he's playing a bit of guitar with me later. We were over in Stuttgart just last weekend. We had a gig over there in like a cafe bar place, and it was actually amazing. We didn't really know what to expect. How it happened was I was playing a gig in the Pump House in Kilkenny, and a German couple came up and said, "Oh, you're very good. Would you think of coming over?" And I thought, no, nothing more of it. And they got in contact and, you know, got us over. And yeah, it was great. They're really good over there for listening and for buying CDs, physical CDs. It's not just Spotify, which I am on. But it's, they cherish physical CDs, which is kind of dying a death here in Ireland.
They seem to cherish vinyl even more.
I'm going to have to get that with the next release. I'm going to have to get the money together and get some vinyl out as well, I think.
So you are doing the next release? You have something in the pipeline?
Yeah, it'll be this year. I have all the songs ready. All the nice depressing songs.
So are you doing an EP, an album?
No, it'll be a full, probably 9 or 10 tracks. With the band, we put out our first album was, I think it was 12 tracks, which is just too much. A lot of long songs as well. So we'll keep it simple, 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And so that'll be out definitely this year towards the summer.
And where do you record things yourself, or do you go to a studio?
No, we get the money together and go to a proper studio. And it's strange. You have to you pay for that, and then you do the mastering, and then you get them manufactured, and then, well, I've tried PR a couple of times, but I might give that a rest. Yeah. I just do it myself. But.
And you still think it's worth making up CDs? I know you just said you've sold them in Germany. But.
Yeah, I don't. It's not. Money-wise, it's not. You take a loss, definitely. But I'm never not going to put something on a CD. I'm never just going to go on Spotify. That idea would make me sick. It's too romantic for me, especially vinyl.
But vinyl is different to CD now.
Yeah.
Vinyl is outselling CDs now as well.
I don't know. Maybe I'll just go vinyl then. Maybe I'll go vinyl and get a cheap little CD and just put it in the vinyl package. I don't know. See, cars, I think, are the only thing that's keeping a CD alive. So maybe I'll just do a small short run just for cars.
So you expect that later? We'll hear a Shane Joyce album sometime later this year?
Definitely this year, yeah.
So any, like, are you talking early part of the year, end of the year?
No, I still have to record it, so it'll be... And then it takes a while to get everything right, mixing and everything. So it'll be the summer or after the summer. I'll do a world tour with that as well.
Brilliant. Okay, so can we get a kind of a little taste as to maybe something that we might expect from the sound of the album?
Yeah.
So you're going to play a track for us now?
Yeah, this is actually one from the EP.
Brilliant.
If that's okay.
That's absolutely fine. Yeah.
This is called, what's it called? The same old song.
The same old song.
That's Peter there, by the way. Thank you.
Okay, so this is The Same Old Song from Shane Joyce live on Beat 102.103. Take it away, sir.
I was born before I knew it. I had a soul, but then I outgrew it. Now I just do what they say. If I don't do it, I don't get no pay. I was born before I knew it. I can't find no place to go where this government won't just leave me alone. They followed me right into the woods, saying this land belongs to us. I can't find no place to go. My old man keeps complaining about the law, saying he's never seen nothing like this before. And I've seen it all, son, he said, and it's a curse to have a brain in your head. My old man's complaining about the law. See, they're putting taxes on everything. Pretty soon they'll tax you just for living in your skin. I hear they're even gonna tax the air. You take your breath and you pay the fare. You're taxing everything. Boss man said this water don't belong to me. Though it comes from the sky and the land and the sea. I guess they think they own it all. I guess it's time to stand up tall. Boss man said this water don't belong to me.
That's Shane Joyce and the Same Old Song live on Beat 102-103 Irish Beats. Shane, that was fantastic.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you can certainly hear the kind of the Bob Dylan influence in there.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Yeah, well, no, but it's hey, listen, Bob Dylan is Bob Dylan. Like, yeah. You know, if you're going to, you might as well shoot for the stars, yeah, like, you know what I mean? And I'm quite interested in that you're upfront about it, because sometimes you say to people, are you influenced by the Beatles or the Pixies? And they go, no way, man, I'm not. No, I only like, you know, that really obscure band that nobody's ever heard.
No, it's that. Might as well be honest. I like me a bit of Bob Dylan.
Okay, so you have a gig coming up. You're playing in Clears in Kilkenny next week.
Clears, yeah, 25th Saturday coming. We'll be there. We have Tim V. Smith, Suburban. It's always, I don't know if you've ever been to Clears, but it's
many times
special little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We'll have the full band as well, so we'll have a bit of drums, and Peter here plays pretty much everything. So he'll be walking around the stage playing a lot of instruments. So it should be fun. Should be a good one.
Brilliant. Okay, so that's the 25th this coming Saturday night in Clears in Kilkenny. And if anyone wants to find out more about you,
Facebook or Twitter. I know there's a lot of other things, but I don't. Facebook and Twitter is enough for me to be dealing with. So I have a website, actually, shanejoyce.com as well, so you can check that out.
Okay, and I think I tagged you there in a post on Facebook a few minutes ago. So if you check out our own Facebook feed, you'll see it there. Shane Joyce, thank you very, very much.
Appreciate it.
Okay, right, we play out with this one here. As I mentioned, Shane and I met at a gig a couple of weeks ago, and one of the acts on the bill was Dermot Barrett. This is Spinning Wheels. Hey, some rats made a-